Today's Daf Nun Tet.
Oh, we were holding so far. We were holding at the words of Ibai Dema, assuming that they appear. But the question over here was, what is the basis of the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the order is clockwise, which is that of small, and between Rabbi Saglili, who holds that it's the way it normally is, which is counterclockwise, Berech Yamin. So what we had come out yesterday, we tried a number of different approaches. What we had come out yesterday is that the machlokes boils down to the question of whether there's a kafa b'yad or there's a kafa b'regel. If you hold there's a kafa b'yad, so then there's no need necessarily to go Berech Yamin. But if it's a kafa b'regel, so then we learn out the inside from the outside. That's not the issue. We certainly hold of Rami Bayeches for Drasha, that you learn out from Yam Shel Shlomo. Maybe it's better to learn that later. That was the last thing that we said, by the way. I mean, according to that Teretz, it would turn out, I mean, with this last, the closing of the Bema, that indeed movement of the Yad is not Mechayev to go Derech Yamin, which is strange, because the Maisa in Paskin, when it comes to Hadlokas and Derech Hanukkah, that we actually go Derech Yamin. Based on that idea, a lot of Peskinestas. I mean, everything was coming out. There's no need to go Derech Yamin. Why should I go Dafka Derech Yamin? They say because of the Menorah, since the whole thing is supposed to be a Zecher to the Menorah, so the Menorah was indeed Zecher L'Migdash, so they wanted to be Kaveah that it would be Derech Yamin. Or according to the other two roots in the Menorah, wasn't Mamish Derech, the other two roots in completely. So maybe in Achinami, even if you hold that Kofa is beyond, it could be maybe it was one of the other machlokas in the way. Yafinam pning mifut. But it's an interesting shayla. And according to the way those who learn that it really is that Yochayim Derech Yamin is a maril about this. That so then hadlokas on there is something, and Shabbos would also have to be from small to Yamin. It's enough kavina. So it might have been specifically in there is coming. It's an interesting side point. But the Ibai Seima, today we're up to what appears to be another teretz, at least the way that it's written. The Ibai Seima, welcome, you forget. Mar Sava, Savid Mizbeach Pnimi, Savid Mizbeach Achitzen. So Amman the Amar holds that the din of the Mizbeach Pnimi, where it says Saviv, is the same. It says, Ba'akanota Mizbeach Saviv. So that's the same exact lotion that you find always used by the Mizbeach Achitzen. In which case, it's a comparison. So you would have to go Derech Yamin. Whereas Mar Savar, Rabbi Akiva on the other hand told that Kulo Mizbeach Pnimi, B'mokim Choda Keren de Mizbeach Achitzen. The entire Mizbeach Pnimi is, for mice, if you think about it, the size of the Keren on the Mizbeach Achitzen. It's an Amma by an Amma, right? Fascinating. But on the, certainly on the specific Keren itself, no din of Soviet. No din specifically, then you can put wherever you want. It's not an Indian of specifically how it is that you turn and you twist. Others learn that this is a direct continuation of the previous sugya. This is Mashmos from Rashi, in which case it's clear that we should, if that's the case, that we have to be gurus like the Gra. He takes out the Ibois Ema and he puts in a Vav and he says, Uba Haka Miflegate. Or to continue on. Mar Sova HaKofa B'yad. Mar Sova HaKofa B'regel. What is it based on? Ubahokam Yifugay. Mar Sova Soviv de Mizbeach Pnimi Ke Soviv de Mizbeach Yitzein. So therefore, I have to do HaKofa B'regel because I don't know what the word Soviv means. Bifnim, I have to walk around it. Whereas Mar Sova HaKofa Mizbeach Pnimi B'mokam Chodekar Mizbeach Yitzein Koi. Therefore, I don't have to walk around it and I can do it. B'yad. That's the way the Gra learns. Based on that, he has the Girsa without the Ibai Seima, because then it's just an insight into how to learn the Machlokas according to the previous Ibai Seima. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Shnei Kohanim Gedolim, Nishtairu B'Migdash Rishon. It's interesting that there were two Kohanim Gedolim that survived after the Migdash Rishon. So everybody asks, how could there be two Kohanim Gedolim that? What happened? The Kohen retired. We pointed to Kohen Gadol after the Kohen Gadol dies. So the answer is obvious. Kohen Gadol became possible on Yom Kippur, but they had to appoint another Kohen. So they ended up with two Kohanim Gadolim, that the Maisa could report on how they themselves had acted on Yom Kippur. So one of them said, Zelmer Biyadi Hikafti. One of them said, I used my hand. I didn't walk around. Zelmer Baragmi Hikafti. Zenotain Tam Lidvarov. Zenotain Tam Lidvarov. Each one has his for. Zenotain Tam Lidvarov. Saviv de Mizbeach Abdimi. Kisaviv de Mizbeach Achitay. Which is Mashkundi, the way the grower's learning. There was a, this is a. It's possible to learn either way. Okay, but so therefore he held you're mochiv to walk around. V'zenotain Tam Lidvarov. Kulam Mizbeach Abdimi. B'makam Chada Keren Dechitzen Koi. Now the Maisa, what is very fascinating about this approach is the Tosfos Yeshanim's question. The Tosfos Yeshanim says, the Gemara in Chagiga says that the first Machloikas was the Machloikas of Smicha. Machloikas of Smicha was way after the Churban and the Bayis Rishon. It was by the end of the Bayis Sheni. And here we see they already had Machloikas in the Bayis Rishon. So there's a number of different approaches to this. The Yerushalmi brings this as saying that there's no Hakpah. You could do either way. So each one said, I did it this way, I did it this way. And that it really isn't a machlokas. But the Tesis Shanim says, doesn't mean there was no machlokas. It means there was no machlokas that came to minion. In other words, had they been, they came together to discuss it, there wouldn't have been a machlokas. To say there's no machlokas, it's not the pshat that people didn't disagree. It's that if they would hear each other out, so they would come to a determination of here. It didn't come to a discussion. The Chalal, there's a sheet that's very interesting. It holds that we never say Rove. You go according to Rove Paiskim. You go according to Rove, even in the Sanhedrin, without a discussion. Until you've had an opportunity to argue the other person's far out, it's not considered to be that you have an opinion. You have to have an opinion with the other person arguing it. So the Maisa is not considered to be a Machlokas. A Machlokas is where you meet to discuss it, and you end up with a Machlokas.
That was the problem with the
Smicha. There they continue to have the machlokas.
Does it make a difference that
the
one of these opinions is a substitute guy, the other guy could have been there 4 years, and this guy's a substitute? What
saying what he did.
He's a substitute, he stayed there.
Saying what he did. It's not the.
Yeah, so once he's a substitute, he stayed in the office.
Well, I mean, we know what the din is. He doesn't have a din of a kohen gadol because of Sekina, Sina, and Eva, the boy's Lashon, and. He can't be over as a kohen headed because Malim the kohen shulam arid. But the Gra has the best approach to the answer. He takes out the word rishon. There's no problem. There are two kohanim that were mishnayim from the Beis Hamikdash. Who says the Beis Hamikdash rishon? Does the Beis Hamikdash shame? He has to remove like this.
Which the discussions don't happen in Yavit.
Okay. A lot of famous stories like that with Talmid HaGro. How did your Rebbe explain it? He gave the whole drusha for an hour and a half explaining it. He said, how did the Gro explain it? Well, he changed the gears. Yeah.
Someone from the Berachas family told me that he suggested doing something similar to Rashi, but not one word, and Shekhin was killed.
I should hope so. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bimkomo Haya Omer, Umechateh. This means that the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yehuda, because not everybody agrees that that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Because in the Brisa, the Tanya Rabbi Meir says that what Rabbi Eliezer said was that b'mikayme emed umechateh, which is all very nice, but ha'kulah ayadotein mimala lamata chutz miyatosheba alachson, which is not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that on all of them, besides the one that he's facing, he would put Mimata Lamala. But the version that Rabbi Meir has is that, on the contrary, he would do on all of the corners, except for the one that was directly diagonal from which the furthest, there he would indeed take it Mimata Lamala. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, like our Mishnah says, that Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, v'mekomo omedu mechater, v'alkulamu notem milamata lamala, except for the one that's right in front of him. Chutz mizushay telefanav mamash, we're over there, he's notem milamata lamata, in order to avoid getting his clothes dirty. Ke'echad lelay nitfesu mani. He's only menu al tiharo shem mizbeah. What exactly does the Mishnah mean when it says tiharo? So Rabba Bar of Shila thought that it meant palgate the Mizbeah. It means at the midpoint of the Mizbeah, Kiriyamri in Shetar Tiara, like people use when they want to say good afternoon. Tuesday afternoon, it started Tierra, which is Palgeniuma. It's post half the day. That's the afternoon. This makes absolutely no sense at all. According to this, it says when he would do the hazayah, he would be careful not to do the hazayah on top of coals or on top of ash. What coals and ash? It's talking about the midpoint of the mizbeach, but what kind of coals and ash? He would clean off the top of the mizbeach and be mazeh. So clearly, there's no way to understand it that it means halfway up. Elom Rabba Barav Shila, the meaning of tiara is giluya mizbeach. It means on the exposed, clean, the shiny surface, like it says keetzem hashamayim the toar. So your tiara is the toar of the mizbeach. Tanya Hananya Omer, bitzad tzvoni unotin. Rabbi Yossi Omer, bitzad romi unotin. Where was he standing? So he was standing either bitzad tzafon or bitzad doron. But this is now the Mokor of Rashi's pshat in the Mishnah. Remember that Rashi said that the place where he comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was the reason that we have the Machlokas in the Mishnah also. For where is it that we start? Because it depends what side he's coming out of. Is he coming out the northern side, the southern side? We also pointed out when we did the Mishnah that the Rambam seems to contradict himself because he paskins at the Shnei Parochot, in which case it would have to be on the southern side, not unless he paskins on the northern side. So here, so obviously he held it wasn't Negea. And I explained there that the Rambam explanation of the Mishnah is that he simply turned to the right, not to the left, because he had to do, according to the sheet of the Mishnah, he goes to the right. The right doesn't only mean when he's going around. If you have a right and left, you do the right, and you continue to the right. But here it's Mashmah like Rashi saying. Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel is a very different girsa here. That doesn't have this, he has a reversed girsa. That Marasova Pitcha Bedorum, he has an entirely different explanation. Doesn't have the pitcha bedorim. On the contrary, what he has is that Rav Yossi says b'tzad tzvoni, which is backwards. So he has a completely different explanation, which is brought earlier in Nunches on the base, where he talks about that he understands the machlokas to be a question of whether you have to walk out when it says v'yatzal ha-mizbeach. Does it mean v'yatzal ha-mizbeach and both the width and length of the Mizbeach, in other words, you have to walk and then turn around and face the Mizbeach, or does it mean only from the length of the Mizbeach? So once he walked out, so then already once he's past the midpoint of the Mizbeach, he's already going to the outside of the Mizbeach, in which case he becomes high, have to immediately deal with that corner. So he has a different gears. He doesn't have the whole piece that we have. He has an inverted sheet and has a completely different explanation. It's very possible that the Rambam as well didn't have the way Rashi has learned the Gemara. So clearly the Gemara is saying that the direction that you came out of the Heichal has something to do with the way it is that you ended up at the Mizbeach, which Rashi nicely explains in the Gemara before, in yesterday's Gemara, by saying that, look, I mean, the mice, if you're coming out of the southern side, so the moment that you hit the area of Bein HaBadim on the southern side, you're immediately a Zarek. If you come out of the northern side, so the moment you hit the area of Bein HaBadim on the northern side, it means you're Noite Klapi Tzofer and Noite Klapi Dorot. In which case, you'll also move back to the Mizbeach from that side. So there's a slight difference between the two, which will define, I mean, after all, the whole Mizbeach is only one Amma anyway. So that already defines where it is that you're going to be standing by the Mizbeach, where you'll be closer to the Mizbeach. But anyway, says the Gemara, but look, I mean, the Kulei Amma Mia Hechem, the Gemara Matana, the Kronot, Atam Yaga Gaga, whatever you're saying, that definitely you would put it on the Gaga Mizbeach standing where you stood by the Matana. I mean, is that necessarily, I mean, like, why is it Nogea? My time, huh? Since the Torah puts it together, it means that you have to use the place where you were standing at the time that you were doing the Kiddush of the Kronos to do the Tihur al Tiaro Shomizbeach. Shiare Adama Yashofech HaYisod Ma'aravi Shomizbeach HaChitzon. Why? It says it's called Dama Bar Yishpoch. Now, our Girsa is V'chinafik, and when you go out of the Heichal, that's the first area of the Yisod that you meet, Ahu Pagabaresha, it's facing the door. So naturally, Are you going to pass by there and go to somewhere else? That's the place to give it. But Tosfos takes out this girsa. This is a mistake, the girsa. This has something to do with the sugya earlier. It was a nogea earlier, whereby the sugya ein ma'avir na mitzvahs. But over here, you don't need this, because it says beferish on this sugya to the mizbeach b'nei Hashem before the Pesach Ol Moed. So this is the Pesach Ol Moed. I mean, we'll see in a moment that we actually learn out from there, because it says El Yisrael mizbeach asher Pesach Ol Moed. How can that possibly be? It has to be Meir. So why would we have to say a hukvah gavareisha? It's a fresh pasuk. And we'll see. We're going to learn, huh?
It could refer to the
whole Mizbeach Hashem Pesach Ol Moed. No. El Yisod Mizbeach. So therefore, the Girsa is probably just a leftover from the Girsa earlier. Mishum Mizbeach Achitzon Hayashafecha Yisod Dro Mihit. Tanu Rabbana. When the Torah says Yisod Mizbeach, by the Lakachak Veinmed Ratana Kornot Mizbeach Olav Et Kol Dama Yishpoch El Yisod Mizbeach. So what is the Yisod Mizbeach in the Mizbeach Achitzon? So you say Dromis. Ata Omer Yisod Dromis. That's what you say. Maybe it means the Yisod Maharavit. Let's learn out the two Yisod HaMizbeach, one from the other. Where one Yisod HaMizbeach by Yitzhiyah Me'ayichal from the Chatoyos HaPeninyos. We have another Yisod HaMizbeach for someone who's coming down the Kevesh on HaMizbeach. Okay? So it's reasonable to say Ma Yitzhiyatom Min HaYichal B'Samuch Lo, as it says in the Pesach B'Feresh Asher Pesach Oyel Mo'yei, which is the Yisod Ma'aravi. Which is Yisod Dromi? Tanya Rabbi Yishmael Neimer Zev Zev Yisod Maravi. No, actually both Yisod Maravi. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Amar Zev Zev Yisod Dromi. Now Rabbi Yishmael makes sense, because I mean Rabbi Yishmael is saying, look, there's one place where the Torah says where to put it on the Yisod. It says Yisod Mizbeach Basher Pesach Olamayit. So that means Maravi. There's another place where it doesn't say. It just says Yisod HaMizbeach. Okay? You can learn Yilmatza Tumia Mefurash, where the Torah doesn't define it. It means us to learn that from where it does define it. But Reb Shimon Bar Yochai makes no sense at all. I understand. If it says Beferish in the Pesach, Asher Pesach Ol Moed. So what's he saying? They should both be put on Yisod Dromi. Doesn't make any sense. Om Rav Ashi makes perfectly good sense. If you hold that the Mizbeach is Bitzofen, so then the only part that would be Pischa B'Dorim Koy. The only place which would be Kineged the Eichel is the Dorim.
Oh, if it's the top and half of the Eichel.
Exactly. So then that means that Pischa B'Dorim Koy. Tell me the way Rabbi Shmo. Huh? As soon as you come out, you're facing the Dorim.
From the west.
But that's already the area that's directly connected here. The part that's connected the doorway, in the middle of the door. It's right there. That's what you're looking at.
The west one is in the middle west or north west?
Well, it's not along the same Amma that's the south. We don't call it west. Whereas, very interestingly, Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, but Devei Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, actually, in the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they went around quoting Rabbi Shmuel as saying, Zev Zev Yisod Dromis. It was nasty. Which, of course, is their own Shita. The simanecha moshkua gavre le gavra, which means that the gavre, which was the devei Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the talmidim and the yeshiva, they stole Reb Yishmael Shita. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat, because you could say just as easily it would have been devei Reb Yishmael that took over Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So it would also be the same simon. Like, what is the simon? You can refer to simon just as easily. There's a number of other questions from other gemaras where we use the simon. It can't mean what Rashi says. Therefore, the Tosfos learns that it means Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is two people, Shimon and Yochai. And Reb Yishmael is one person. So we don't mention his father's name. So usually the Gavre take over the Gavre. Here's another pshat, which is very interesting. That the
Gavre and Gavre,
It's two against one, so they won. But Tosfos also points out, it's interesting because the Emek Dover makes a big deal of this. We don't have the Bechilta Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, right? But the Mechilta was really written by Rabbi Yishmael. So what's this Mechilta Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Bechol? The Tosfos says over here that the Mashkol Gavre Gavre was the Pshat, that this is something everybody knew, that Rabbi Yishmael died well before Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai took over all of the Talmidim of Rav Yishmael. So they understood what the sinim was of Mashkur Gabriel Gab. That in the amount of time we had so many people who come to Rav Shimon bar Yochai that he ended up winning simply because he outlived them. But the Ein Hadavar uses that as explaining where this Mechilta to Rav Shimon bar Yochai came from. That Be'etzim, the Mechilta was really Rav Yishmael's. But because of this Mashkur Gavri Lagavra, there were a lot of things that they inserted that were Ma'amorim Yilefim Shem Bayechot. Those things, they were Miyache, that to be Mavdil between Rabbi Shmuel's original Mechilta and Rabbi Shem Bayechot.
The advantage of Rabbi of Basroi.
Yeah. It's always an advantage to hang on longer.
It's not Yishmael, yes, sir.
History is written by one of his family.
Yeah. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon holds, if you be menach from this blood and not pay for it when you take it for your garden, you're going to be meil.
Even from Nachal Kidra.
Yeah, even from Nachal Kidra. Chachamim amrim in moalim behem, but arkan lokliy elamin rabbona. They're only arguing over Midrabban, but he arises for sure everybody who's made it that you're not Mayal. Because, as our dear president was kind enough to point out, where's our dear president? I don't know, but you should know we were masking him.
He's in Eilat. Yeah.
Okay. His son is still in Yeshiva there? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice, Baruch. So, but as our dear president Farvorn, which Tosis points out, how does the Gemara know? Take it for granted. It's got to be Midrabban. Because if it would be Midi Arise, it would be Kedusha Zagur. So how could they sell it? It's got to be it's only Dirabban. But Midi Arise ain't Mayalim Ben. How do we know that? We know what I mean. How do we know there's no Dinam Elon Dam? Omar Ula Omar Akra, the Torah specifies Kinefesh Abasar Badamo Anim Kati Lachem Ala Mizbeach Lechaper. What's the problem? Lachem. It's yours. Yours means this is a meila. By definition, the whole point of meila is that you're taking the magnesh. Shelachem yeh, the blood belongs to you. The very Rabbi Shimon Tana, it says that sativ lechaper. What does that mean? Lechapara netativ, alom the meila. The blood is there for you to get a kapara, not to get you into trouble. The purpose of the dam is kapara. Rabbi Yochanan says, Omar Kro, who? Interesting that the Torah or quotes the wrong pasuk here. He quotes the pasuk he, but not necessarily, you know.
Which one?
Not necessarily.
We just have
no. Because no. He probably might say quotes it, but Rashi says the deek, of course, at the end of the pasuk. Ki Adam hu banefesh yechaper. So Adam hu. What does that mean? Who? Who is always a lashon ha'avaya? Remains the same from beginning to end. So who lifne kapara kalafre kapara? Mali akra kapara in bo me'ila, afne kapara in bo me'ila. So we understand that akra kapara for sure is no me'ila. As we'll see in a moment. So before kapara is also no me'ila. Maybe just the opposite. Maybe li akra kapara ki lifne kapara. Just like if they kapara before you were oyster the mitzvah, so yesh bo me'ila. Af li akra kapara yesh bo me'ila. No, that's invisible. In the chadavash and aset mitzvato ma'alimbo. What do you mean? And once you did the mitzvah, vada is no me'ila. It's got to be telling you that even if it was lifnei kapor, it's also no me'ila. Because there's nothing that you're mayal on after you finished already nazis b'tzvasei. It's a thing where v'lo, ayu trumas hadeshem. Instead, the Torah says, take trumas hadeshem. V'somo etzom izbeach. It's chayev in being me'miach at their nafka. It has to be gonos. Obviously, that means it's also b'ano. Once it's also b'ano, and it wasn't given to you, so it remains me'ila. Yes, true. But Trumas Hadeshen and Big Day Kuhuna, referring to the four begotten, the Kengar and Yom Kippurim, that you also have to put away after Yom Kippur and Big Day names. So the Shnei Ksulam Ben Gecha. The whole Shnei Ksulam Ben Gecha Reimelam. Wait. That's only if you learn, not like Rabbi Deisa. That's any Chilur Rabbanon who learned that indeed the Pasuk, Vinichum Sham, to leave the begotten there. So the Vehini Cham is Shetunim Gniza, you're not allowed to use it for any purpose. But according to Rabbi Deisa, who holds that the Big Day Kuhuna, you can use it for a Kohen Hedge, you just can't use it for a Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim again. So Mayi Ilameimah, according to him, you don't have Shnei Ksuvim Boim Gadol. But you have Truma Sadesh and Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is Nasi, Mitznasis Mitzvosa, and it says Shom, which we learn that means Shom to Egnusa. It has to be hidden there, you're not allowed to be nana from it afterwards. So you have another case, Shleksuva Mangiacha. Choshneksuva Mangiacha in Milan. It's my Nichlamandar in Milan. That's only if you hold in Milan. How about if you hold Milan? My Igla Mema. Now, obviously, we could say that the Mandi Omer holds Milan, he holds the streaks of a Mangiacha. Because he holds the Nichum Shom, indeed means like the Chachamim. At the Tunim Geniza. So that's saying, actually, we could have said that. But Lamaisa, we don't need to, because train you to Ksivei. First, each one of these psukim is mamayit, using it as a drosha. The samo etzalam is bare. The samo means not the sam. The samo only it requires geniza. And egla ha'arufa. This and only this requires this treatment. So let me tell you. Lamaisa. We can't deny the fact that we have three separate drushas here. We have hu, and we have lochem, and we have kapara. The chaper. So why do we need that? We need three psukim to tell the same thing. And the tasik right the dam lomeli. No. Chad is lemeute min noisa. So if somebody drank dam that had been left over, say drank the dam b'shege, then he wouldn't be chayev on the noisa. He would be chayev only on the dam. You have to know that. And chad lemeute min meila, as we learned, chad lemeute min tuma. There's no Isra of Tumah either on Dan. From Pigo, for sure there's no Isra, but I don't need a pasuk for that, that's obvious. Pigo lo tzarech lemeutekro. I don't need a mi'ir according to Pigo. It's not. Ko sheyesh lo matirin bein ladam en mizbeach v'yom el mishum Pigo. The kalal is that we learn out from Shlomim that only a thing which has something else to be matirid, either to somebody to eat, let's say the Evorim. So the Evorim have a matir. The matir is the Dan, which is matir. Evorin for achila, or matir for the mizbeach. Say on an oilam, so dam is matir the emurim and the evorin for the mizbeach. That you could be moyolam, but the dam itself is the matir. It's nothing that's matir the dam. So therefore, there's no pigul on dam. That's for sure. Dam atzmo matiru. But we need three additional psukim to tell me. And there's also no iser noiser, and there's no iser tuna, and there's no iser meila. Now, surprisingly. Say that the sugya is saying 100%, there cannot be me'ila midiraisa on dam. It only be me'ila drabana. Everybody agrees. No way to read the Gemara otherwise. Which would mean, if you're buying dam from the Gananim, and you don't pay, so you're over an issue to drabana. So the Rambam, you're over an issue to midiraisa. What's going on? So the Mepharshim explain, the Rambam basically, speaks that in the Pirushah B'Shnayis also. It's true there's no Me'ilah on Dam, but the meaning of the Isser, the Rabbonin, it says the Rabbonin, what it means is that the Rabbonin were Magdish, the Dam Kedushas Damim. So now you're not taking Dam, you're taking money. That's like any other money. That's the Pshat. Nobody holds dam, it could be mail. But if you steal something from the gizbar, when they're selling something, for everything else, it can be mail. Why not for dam? Is that magic? You can be mail on dam. Say, if we're bagdish the dam to be kodesh, not because there's dam, you're going to be mail. That's the rabbonin. The rabbonin is it. The rabbonin made it kodesh, kodesh, dam. There it is.
Like
yeah. In order that people shouldn't steal. From the gizbar. Does it should be nene?
Huh?
We can make money off of it.
It's called blood money.
Mm-hmm. Viboy, same about Mifugin. Mar Sava Savin is back to me, Kisavin is back a chitzon. Mar Sava Kulam is back to me, but Mokum Chodd the Karen is back a chitzon. That's one way of reading it. Or. The other way of reading it is Ela Machvarta Gedushanina Meikora Mar Savra Kofa Biyadu Mar Savra Kofa Berega Ubahoka Mifugi Mar Savra Savit Mizbeach Pnimika Savit Mizbeach Chitzon Mar Savra Kofa Mizbeach Pnimika Bemokam Chodek Karen Mizbeach Chitzon Tanya Omer Bishma שני כהנים גדולים נשתיירו במקדש איזה ראשון השני זה אומר בידי הקפתי וזה אומר ברגלי הקפתי זה אומר בידי תם דבר וזה נותן תם דבר זה נותן תם דבר סוביב במזבח הפנימי כדו במזבח חיצה זה נותן תם דבר כולה במזבח פנימי כמו כל הקרן לחיצה כאי במוש כסק יוז ידי instead of רגלי רב אליעזר אומר במקומו היה עומד ומחתה At Nisim, when Rabbi Yudi, because Rabbi Meir's version of Rabbi Eliezer is that Bimkomo made him the Chateva al Kulana Yonateni Mala Lamata, which is not like our Mishnah, Chutz Miotasheba Alachsan, Shnoteni Mata Lamal. Rabbi Yudi, I'm Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Bimkomo, I'm Bimkomo, Chateva al Kulana Yonateni Lamata Lamala, Chutz Mizosha, Italafadan Mamash, Shnoteni Mala Lamata, Yechelo Nitrusumane. He is a mimeno at Yarosha Mizbeach, my Tiaro. Omer Rabba Barav Shila, Paugid Mizbeach, Ramishitar Tiaro, which is Paugid Yuma. May say, Yishumazeno, Mazelo Agabe Eifav, Lo Agabe Gechoim, Elachote Gechoim, Elachu Elachu Mazet, Elomer Rabba Barav Shila, Al Giluya de Mizbeach, Kirichzivu Chetzem Ashamayim Latoar. Tanya Chanan, Yomer Bitzad Svon, Yunotain, Rabbi Yosef, Bitzad Romi, Yunotain, Michael, you forget? Marsava Pitcha with the Romkoi, Marsava Pitcha with the Fonkoi. But to call Yom Yech, the Gamma Matanis to Kronos, Hotom Yoiv Al Gabo, my time, huh? Omer Prophet Tiaro Vikicho, Makom Shikicho, Sham Tiaro. שיורי אדם היה שופך על יסוד מערבי של מזבח החיצות דיום הקרב את כל דם הפר ישפוך אל יסוד מזבח המזבח אשר לפני הפר שפסח הולמי That's what Tosfos would have We have a גרסה חינופיק בו פוגע בראש שהוא מזבח החיצות היה שופך על יסוד דרמיס תן רבונן אל יסוד המזבח זה יסוד דרמית אתה אומר יסוד דרמית אין אל יסוד מערבי אמת ילמד ירידתו מן הכבש ליציאתו מן ההיכל מה יציאתו מן ההיכל בסמוך לו ואיזה זה יסוד מערבי אז ירידתו מן הכבש בסמוך לו ואיזה זה יסוד דרומי תני רבי שמעון אומר זה וזה יסוד מערבי ושמע יכול אומר זה וזה יסוד דרומי now look, בשביל רבי שמעון I understand it's logical אני כסף ירמד סתומי מפורש but רבי שמעון בא יכול how the heck do you get יסוד דרומי my timer אמר רבשי כסף את פתחו בדורם קוי תנא דבי רבי שמוע בדבי רבי שמוע בר יוחאי זה וזה יסוד רומית וסימניך משכו אגבי לגבי אלו ואלו מתערבים באמה ויוצאים אנחנו כדון תנא רבונן מועלים בדמים דבי רבי מאיר ורבי שמעון וכל ימיימים אין מועלים בהם ועד כאן לא פליגי אלו מרבונן אבל מיליראית אפשר אין מועלים בהם מנה נמילה אמרו למה כל לכם שלכם נהיה ורבי שמעון נסעתי לחפר לחפרה נתתי ולא למילה רבי יוחנן אמר קרא הוא לפני כפרה כלאח הכפרה מלאך הכפרה אין בו מילה אף לפני כפרה אין בו מילה אין לו לאח הכפרה כלפני כפרה מה לפני כפרה יש בו מילה אף לאח הכפרה יש בו מילה אימפסיבל אין לך דבר שמעציג מצוותו מעלים בו מה פתאום ולא שומת הדשן Yeah, but from the Deshan and Big Dekunish, it's from Ben Kechat. So certainly it's not the norm. Cheshire could not Ben Kechat in Malamdin. Well, in Gechel Rabbana, the Amri, in Yicham Sham, Malamit Shetunim Gnizam. What about a Kohen Group Dose? Now, Big Dekunim, we hine in the Kohen Idiot, some Eichel Amim, huh? Shudavik Shumat HaDeshen, Megla Rufa, Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Kiyachad, Kol Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Kiyachad Im Lamdi, Meilich Lamandiyama Im Lamdi, How about the Mandiyama Im Lamdi, Meikil Amima? Shrei Meyut Ektivi, Vissam Moetz HaMizbeya, Hegla Ha'arufa, Vahani Tvat Ekroi Bedam Lomuli, Chad Lamute Minota, Chad Lamute Minleila, Vachad Lamute Mituma, Avo Mipigo Lo Tzarech Lamute Ekroi, Tetzvan Koshi,